Tape is rolling, and this is Fred Gertz. Well, we've been up a tenth, down a tenth, but I guess three tenths is a little more significant of a rise this time.
Right. Again, it's not a gigantic change, but it certainly is a an upward movement that's somewhat important. The situation now is that Illinois seems to be doing pretty well in terms of tax revenues, especially the income tax, which is part of the one component of the FICA index. And again, it's an upward movement, which more or less confirms what's happening in the national economy. The other news, which again is not a major change, is that unemployment went down a tenth of a percentage point in Illinois, which is a positive sign. The fly in the ointment this time is there seems to be something happening right now. The last several days after the flash actually was completed, the financial markets are turning around. We had this kind of surprising period of really strong growth in the stock market, but the last week or so has been a kind of turnaround. That may be either a good or a bad sign. One problem or one explanation is that people now expect the Fed to raise interest rates because the economy is fairly strong, so it may not be a negative sign, even though it's not a happy sign for investors.
Do you think the stock market may be just going through a correction?
Right. It is, but a correction suggests that there's a right and a wrong answer. But I think the answer is that people's attitudes may be a little bit more sober now than they were a week or two ago. And again, this is not unlikely or a surprise. We had a period of growth for a very, very long period of time, which is unusual for the stock market. So it's not at all a surprise. So I think that's what most people would call a correction.
I think a lot of people out there are going to hear this news about the Flash Economic Index and say the state of Illinois economy keeps doing well in spite of state government.
Right, that's a issue that's been true now for several years. We had this long period that ended last summer of not having a state budget, even though the state was in a very unsettled state, lots of turmoil. The economy still moved along. The qualifying thing is we haven't been moving along as fast as the rest of the nation, so it's been an upward trajectory. Unemployment's been going down, but we haven't quite moved as fast as the national economy. So, again, that's not good news, but it's a lot better than what you might expect, given all the issues, all the uncertainty we've had the last 2 or 3 years. I think it's been a pretty good performance.
So the stock market could correct itself, the feds could raise interest rates because the economy is doing so well. That's good news. Is there anything else on the horizon this month that we need to watch out for regarding economic indicators?
Well, again, there are, but one of the problems of economic forecasting is that there's always things happening that no one expects. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. We have a kind of volatile situation in Washington, and all kinds of things could occur now. But I think what's happening now is that people may be getting a little bit more realistic about how important the tax cut is. A tax cut, I think, it has had some positive impacts, but it's not probably going to propel the economy and the stock market upward in a kind of rapid expansion as seems to be true, or at least what people thought the last couple months or so.
All right, that's the material I'm looking for. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, it's fine. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.